DJ Spooky is a science fiction writer, music maker, and a visual and conceptual artist. His latest creation is a combination of modern hip-hop and ambient music. Will Hermes has this review.
As someone whose decision-making abilities collapse when faced with the fairly basic task of choosing what CD to play, I felt somewhat vindicated when I heard about a New York musician who goes by the name of DJ Spooky. He makes his own music using records, tapes, CDs, and various tools of the DJ trade, essentially taking the best musical bits from his record collection and playing handfuls of them simultaneously. This is nothing new in the bricolage world of modern hip-hop and club music, but Spooky's music is more for listening than dancing, and his musical combinations are especially strange. For instance, when he mixes bits of an Eric Satie melody with off-kilter drum beats and a dollop of Grade B science fiction sound effects. In a way, DJ Spooky's sound collages are like ambient music. You can pay close attention to their ebbs and flows, or simply ignore them and let them play in the background like oral wallpaper. But with its police sirens, space invader sound effects, and weird industrial noises, it's definitely darker than most of the sunny, new-agey ambient music out there. And I appreciate that. The other stuff always makes me feel like I'm at the chiropractor. To distinguish his music from ambient, Spooky has dubbed it Illbient. The ill referring to, you know, disturbed. And the disturbances are precisely what make his debut recording Songs of a Dead Dreamer so satisfying. Drumbeats rise up suddenly, then decompose and fall off. It almost mirrors the way your attention drifts away from a piece of music when you're engaged in some other activity. And then, just as you've forgotten about it, some strange groove kicks its way back into the picture. DJ Spooky, who's also known as the Subliminal Kid, the Spatial Engineer of the Invisible City, or the rather more pedestrian Paul D. Miller, first learned his trade as a college radio DJ and developed his style spinning at parties on the fringes of New York's art scene. But lest anyone accuse him of self-indulgence, he was smart enough to draw up a manifesto, which explains the theoretical underpinnings of his art form. Spooky is a busy Renaissance man, with a major New York City gallery show of his paintings coming up soon, and a number of recording projects with other Illbient artists. That's not to mention Spooky's DJ gigs, which take place in urban clubs where people will occasionally dance, but more often just sit in their chairs and chat or stare at the water spots on the ceiling. As far as the manifesto goes, I'm not too anxious to read it. I think I already understand the pleasure of his music exactly.
DJ Spooky's CD is called Songs of a Dead Dreamer. Will Hermes is the arts and music editor for City Pages in Minneapolis.